Now Jeff is going to.
Yeah, great, great. There's so much to talk about here, and I'm actually glad that Ben brought some pictures, because I think a picture is worth a thousand words, and I would like to bring a few this afternoon that are more typical of the kind of distribution that we do. But I'd actually like to put the pictures back up if we could, to go back to the beginning of this. There were a number of different things that were mentioned about this. For starters, the application itself and whether there was a fair value exchange with the consumer. We started out life as a single product company with something called the Gator e-wallet, and that's a product that fills out forms and remembers passwords and so forth. That functionality is now in many of the popular browsers, and so that's not one of the products that we aggressively promote. It's still available to users. It still has millions of people who use it every day. ClockSync is a product that I would put in that same category. It's responsible for a rather small portion of our downloads, because I think 40% of the world uses Windows XP, and yes, that is a feature that's built into the Windows XP package. If the but I guess the second thing that was mentioned is that this is a kid site. I'm not sure what homework was done on this, but there's an IDC report that says that online gaming sites on the internet, the average age of people who visit those sites is 29. I don't know if anybody's done a demographic study of this particular site. I was shocked to find that even the Neocats website that my daughters at home use quite frequently has a very large constituent of housewives that that use the site. So we do not target kids sites, and if you think about it, there's not a strong reason for us to do that, because we are advertising primarily financial services products and cars and other things like that that the kids are not likely to buy.
Although their parents might be, in fairness.
Yes, yes, their parents might be.
Anybody can open the door. You just need to get into the house.
And what I'd like to show you this afternoon, since some pictures were brought, are what an entire more typical process looks like. But let's talk about the one that's in front of us right now. So this is a banner advertisement that advertises a product that, that can keep someone's clock in synchronization. And if they do, if a consumer clicks on an advertisement, there are, I don't know, 0.2 or 0.3% of people that click on advertisements like this because there's something that caught their interest about it. What comes up next is actually not this gray box, but the window that is behind it that's covered up by the gray box. And you can see, Ben, I don't know if you have the screen with the
I don't believe, with a broadband connection, I don't believe that's true. This comes up almost immediately. In fact, there's no way. That's a modal dialogue, the security warning. It's not possible without dragging that off screen. It isn't possible to read what's behind it.
Well, if we could drag it aside, which is possible, you would see that. In fact, you can see a lot of the shining through right now, but there's an entire page of information that that describes what the consumer is going to get, that there is a precision time product, and the date manager product, which actually is one of the more popular products that is used tens of millions of times
we're getting
per month.
Short of time, and I do want you to continue, but Chris,
sure.
Thank you.
So the key point here is that there are two disclosures that are being made. One in the full screen window that is behind it. The next one on the top. And then if you click forward to the now, yes, this is a screen. Every user sees this screen. The we say right on this window itself in the lower right hand corner that if you don't want to read the this entire four screen sequence, you can click X to close the window. Every consumer sees this screen, and then every consumer sees actually two additional screens on the other end of this process. The one of them letting them know that the download is complete, and reminding them again that the ads that they're going to see have the game branding and so forth. And then one of the first few ads that a consumer sees is an ad that has an educational message along with it that says, hey, remember about those ads that we told you about? This is one of those ads, and it's got links to other information, including if you don't want to see these ads, here's how you can remove the software from your PC. Again, I'll bring some pictures of about 90% of the distribution that we do today is through our own screensaver titles and so forth, the more modern titles, and Kazaa, which has a different user experience than this. But this is if you back up that screen, it does ask the consumer, do you want to install and run this particular software? And there's no bones about what it does. it says it's going to display ads based upon the websites you view, and we think that's the clearest way to get across the fact that this is going to be behaviorally targeted.
But one of us is going to be really embarrassed. I thought you had stopped using ActiveX in February of 2005.
You're thinking of when you are.
So let's talk about a couple of definition terms. There's a process that is typically referred to as the ActiveX process by the community, where the first thing a consumer would see on the screen, and in, unfortunately in many cases the only thing that they would see on the screen, is that gray box security warning that that tries
okay,
to...
Okay, so this is something you still do?
This process is something that that okay. we and many companies
you, thank you. Yeah.
still do.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is not what most people refer to as ActiveX. They're usually referring to as a single screen.
As soon as you click on that the ad that says your clock may be wrong, this pops up. So it doesn't seem much different than the other approach. It's an ActiveX dialog box. It's installed through ActiveX. It's not a bundle or...
Well, just to make sure we're clear. And people have different opinions about this, certainly. Yeah. The former programs that a lot of people are still using, the single thing that a user would see is that security warning. They wouldn't be clicking on ad first. They wouldn't be seeing the background page and so forth. It's just that that first screen.
Like this, you just
right. And are you okay? So
somebody clicks on a screen like that, and it's done. There's no there isn't adequate disclosure in a situation like that of what the consumer is signing up to.
Okay. Do you expect to keep using this kind of thing? You've heard all the words about ActiveX.
Yeah, I guess what I would say about that is...
Why fight this battle?
And we and other companies are changing these procedures all the time. We've month after month, we get requests from people like Ari and others that have ideas, and we incorporate lots and lots of those. I got to tell you, if we could all agree on a common set of rules of the road, we'd be leading the charge to want to use those. The trouble is we have different opinions from a lot of different people about what's okay and what's not okay.
Well, maybe we can solve the problems one at a time, though. I mean, if everybody in the room agrees that it's probably not a good thing to do that, then you can stop doing that and we'll work to the next thing. We don't need to come to it's not like the Middle East peace agreement where we need to get it all agreed on at once.
Okay, we have